For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday morning, September the 30th, 1998. Feast of Tabernacles Convocation being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Butch Taylor of Slaughter, Louisiana, is the teacher of the morning. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
We got a mic at our church at after you turn it on, it's like this. It takes 30 seconds for it to get on. You've got to load the transmitter and all that. But I'll tell the guys before they get on, I said, now listen, you're on, but it takes 30 seconds. Just wait and turn on. And they'll be over just to holler and turn on. I said, oh, and then all of a sudden they come on. Hallelujah. I mean, I think that's the way we ought to come on. We ought to come on shouting hallelujah. Amen. We ought to come on with power. We ought to come on and let people know who we are. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about being here.
Amen.
But I'm not getting any volume. I said, I'm excited about being here.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm on now, brother. I can tell. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I just thank God for what he's doing up here. I tell you what, it's something to come and see this many men of God to come to get together from as far off as a lot of you travel, and to know that God is in the center of every one of these situations, and he's going back and he's going to do something. When I go back home, I'm going to see something happen in my locality. Amen?
Amen. When all the women are here.
Oh, yeah? Amen.
I think that's enough.
Amen. Well, hallelujah. I agree with her. I have to agree with her, you know. And I think the women ought to have a good time when they're here, because the Bible says they're not going to heaven. You find it in Revelation, there's going to be 30 minutes of silence. Well, glory. Ma'am? She got the best smelling cologne I've been around. Any lady up here? You did a good job on that cologne, brother. Woo! Somebody turn the air conditioner on. That's kind of like that coon up there down in Mississippi. Somebody shoot up in here. Somebody needs some relief. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you, Father, that we can commit ourselves to it. And Father, I thank you that we're here for a purpose. And Father, I thank you that every person here under your voice today has got a purpose. And Father, that they will be able to find, they'll be able to locate. And Father, they will be activated in those things that you've called them to do. And when they leave and go back, Father, they won't return the same way they came.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we're not talking about the route they used to get here. We're talking about the method they used at home. So, Father, touch, minister to each and every one. Oh, glory. You know, what I want to minister on a few minutes is prophecy. I do a lot of prophecy, and I travel in a presbytery, and our presbytery goes a few states. We got a presbytery that we put together. We go out and go to churches and minister. We got men from Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. It goes together, and we go out. And, you know, I found that in the presbytery, or when the prophets go out, a lot of times we have some problems. And I'm just going to tell you this from right off the beginning. When I travel, I carry with me two tape recorders. And our presbytery team does. We take two tape recorders. And those two tape recorders are for dual purposes. Is one is to give the person that receives the prophecy that was prophesied to him. And the second thing is for for us to keep a master. You know, and I'm getting ahead of my notes, but I want to say this. Don't ever be intimidated. Don't ever be scared to go up, if a prophet gave you a word, to go up and question him about it. Now, don't feel bad if he don't know exactly what he's talking about, if he asks you to kind of help me out a little bit, you know. And so give him kind of related, and same thing happened here yesterday. A pastor and one of his men came and said, we want to talk to you about the word, and could you go through in a little bit of detail? And I did, and it helped him out. So that's one of the reasons that we do that. So we keep a master normally of everything that's always said, because where we can help them out. Because there are a lot of false prophets out there. But I thank God there's more good prophets than false prophets.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, there's some things that we're going to look on. But before I get started, I want to say this. These are three books that I got in my library, and I bought them today to be able to show you. And I'm not in the book selling business, but these books are on the bookshelf over there, on the book table over there. And I guess it must have been about 10 years ago. Does any of y'all know Dr. Hammonds? Okay. Does any of you, do you know him or just know of him? You know him? Okay. Dr. Hammonds came to Louisiana about 10 years ago. And when he first moved from out west, he moved down to Port Washington, Florida. And he came to a group of pastors. And he told us about, he was setting up a school of prophets in Florida. And he asked us to come. Well, I had the gift of prophecy, but didn't know how to use it. You know, and I think this is where the church is today. And God has set me down to, and I'm writing a book, and I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through with it. You know, maybe a couple of years. I just learned to read last week, so writing's going to come next month. but anyway, the book is on finding the niche. That's the name of the title. I've given to many people the name of it. I gave it to Bill not long ago, and he wouldn't write it, and so I guess I'm going to have to write that book, so I'm in the second chapter, you know. But anyway, it's finding your niche, and a lot of people don't know how to find their niche in the Lord, you know. There's more to just preaching, you know, and there's more to just teaching, you know. And so when Dr. Hammonds came in, at that time he had none of these books. He had been teaching out in the West Coast and up in Oregon, and been a minister there. And so he came down in Florida. So I went, and I started going to his seminars. Well, I was always kind of leery of being taught the gifts. You know, I thought, well, if God gave me the gift, I ought to be able to use it. But, you know, my daddy gave me a hoe when I was a little kid, and he had to teach me to use it. A lot of times he had to teach me every morning how to use it. But so anyway, I went down there and I started finding out there is a way to use these gifts. And a lot of ministries go dormant because they don't have the ministry, the gifts working in them. And I thank God for a place like this. And I did not know until maybe 30 minutes ago that I was going to even be speaking today. And I said, well, can I speak on prophecy? And so, but I want to say this. These are three great books. And they'll help you, sir. Okay, it's Dr. Hammonds. It's the Prophets and the Personal Prophecy, and The Prophet and the Pitfall, and the Principles. Now, Oral Roberts, he came back and he knows Dr. Hammonds, and he signed this book. And then this other one is The Prophet and the Prophetic Movement, which is all three good books. And I think anybody that's got the gift of prophecy should get them. They're very easily read. I love the way they were written. They were written in real commonly written. I mean, it's really easy to understand. It's got good terminology in there, good, and it shows you directions and it'll help you. So I just want to say that. They're all three on that table over there. The only reason I bought them, one of these I was missing, and so I don't remember which one I lent out. So I got them all, so now I got all of them when I go back to Louisiana. But if you've gotten a word since you've been here, I urge you to get the books. And if you can only get one, get this one first. This is the first book he wrote. So if you'll get that one, and I think it'll minister to you. Amen? Now, we've got that down, but I just wanted to mention that. You know, there's one thing I thank God. You know, I came out of a Baptist, and the name of our church is Manna Baptist Church, Full Gospel Ministry. We're not the normal Baptists. We're not an association, you know, but you know what manna means? What is it? You know, people say, what kind of church is this? You know, but you know, I'd hate to belong to an organization that was non-profit making, wouldn't you? Do you know that we're making profits today? Right here in Lake Hamilton.
Yes, sir.
See, what we're going to do today is we're going to activate some of you that has never been activated. See, we're going to encourage some of you. Now, we're not going to go on and lay hands on every person here and call you a prophet. But you know, there's also, you can have the gift of prophecy and not be a prophet. You know? And but what we do, we'll want to talk about a few little, I'll take a little time and just talk about the prophecy. So, now, if you've ever got a word of prophecy, the first thing that I want to tell you is be certain. Okay? Be certain. And the best way I know to tell you how to be certain with certs.
Yeah.
Keep you some certs. I go to a meeting like this, I keep certs. I mean, because I remember the first prophecy I got. I mean, this fellow burnt my hair off my head with his breath. I don't know what he said, but I'm glad he's back in Africa. So, just remember that. Be certain with certs. It will really enhance your ministry, believe me. You know, in the Old Testament, it talked about the school of the prophets. And a lot of people today, they say, well, that's the Old Testament. Well, you know, God's still making prophets today. Amen. You know, he said he's not going to do anything till he tells his brother, I'm going to bring you a sign for amen. You know, we'll put amen on this side and applaud on that side. So he's going to tell his prophets first. Amen. He's going to show his prophets what he's going to do. Thank God. Thank God. You know that we have today in America that we've got some outstanding prophets. Outstanding prophets. I think the church is going a little wild on prophets sometime. Why I like to do a teaching like I'm going to do this morning is because keep people from calling me when I get home at night. My phone is unlisted. Don't waste the time looking for me. And second of all, if you did get my number and you call me at 2:00 in the morning and you want thus saith the Lord, I'll tell you, it's the Holly Bible right here. Go find it in the Bible because it should be biblically based. Amen. Because people gets weary. I'm going to tell you something else that I am real leery of is what we call sidewalk prophecies. So, you know, be leery of the sidewalk prophecies. Because, ma'am? Oh, yeah. We'll talk about some of them off the top of your head because the top of your head prophecies. See, there's two types of prophecies that go forth. There's the logos and the rhema. You know, so what the church needs to understand, the logos and the rhema. And Brother Tommy's really good in Greek. Brother, break down them two terms for me, logos and rhema.
Well,
in the Greek.
Logos is the word of God.
Right. Right. See there? So what he did, he just told us the logos is the word of God. Now, as training men and women to be prophets and prophetess, the first of all, don't ever as stand up and say, thus saith the Lord, unless you're mature. Because first of all, it's coming off the top of your head. You know? So if you know it's the Lord, you can say it. Very seldom you ever hear me say, thus saith the Lord. Now, there's times when God can give me addresses, phone numbers, not phone numbers, never had phone numbers, but he can give me names and places of people. You know, that is taking years and years of maturity. But the rhema is the written word. You know, the word that's going to come forth. So most of us is going to start in the Rhema area. Now I want to say this in prophecy is, now you got to realize this is where we get into a lot of false prophecy. And I want to say this too. If you have a question you want to stop me and ask me, you know, if I don't have the answer, I'll just let my driver back there in a green shirt. He'll probably be able to answer it. You know, he's my chauffeur back there. But no, if you have a question, now we got a lot of men of God in here. And women of God that could probably answer. I don't know it all, and I don't claim to know it all. But first of all, I want to tell you that to start prophesying, you first have to start in the flesh. Okay? Now, if you don't get in the spirit real quick, quit. You know? But a lot of people, they start off in the flesh and go into the spirit, and the spirit shuts up, and they go back in the flesh. And this is where we get our error in prophecy. Did y'all understand what I said? So, you know, when the spirit shuts up, shut up.
Right.
The other night, the first night I was here, God spoke, was speaking to me, and Brother Bill says, "Butch, do you have something?" I said, "No, I don't." I was getting something, but it was not clear. So if it's not clear, forget it. Forget it. The Bible says out of the mouths of two, it'll be confirmed. I've been in meetings where some of the most anointed meetings and had more people, larger auditoriums than this, where two people got up and gave a prophecy, one on this side and another one 200 feet away on that side, and it was in unison. I mean, I could stand there and sound like stereo going back and forth, word for word, sound for sound, verb for verb. Everything was, and it was like angels, you know. And it wasn't angels because I knew these people. But the Bible says we never know when we entertain an angel. Here I am. but you know, no. But, you know, the thing about it is when we start prophesying, we do. We start in the flesh, but we need to end in the spirit. So this is something that we really need to watch and to listen for. First thing I want to talk about is, I don't want y'all to miss y'all's reward, so I brought it myself. It's cold, yeah. Praise God. You got your reward coming, brother. Huh?
Sister, in the back, Sister Dennis's wife.
Okay, bless God. Hallelujah. But now, one of the first things I want to talk about is this. Listen, God wants to communicate to us. Okay. God wants to communicate with us. Say, hey, why did you drive 1,500 miles? I'll give you a hint. God wants to
communicate with me.
Amen. Okay. But so, we're here because we want to hear the voice of God. Amen. If it's in the Logos or if it's in the Rhema. Amen. So we see that, first of all, God wants to communicate with us. And thank God he sent a communicator, and his name was
Jesus.
Hey, Jesus is our communicator. You know, he says, if you want to go to God, talk to Jesus. You know, come communicate with Jesus and he'll communicate with me and we'll have this communion that we're searching out and we're seeking out for. So God wants to communicate with us. So Jesus is our prophet. Amen. Now, Jesus is not only our prophet, he is our prototype. So, thank God. I thank God for prototypes. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul says, you want somebody to follow? You can't see Jesus? He said, you follow after me as I follow after him. He said, I've been around and I know enough of him. I'm going to follow after him. See? So, Jesus is our prototype. And so, if we're going to be a prophet or work in the gift of prophecy, we need to act like Jesus, don't we?
Right.
Amen? Well, hallelujah. Let's move along. Now, God's purpose in prophecy is direction. Has anybody got an NIV Bible here? I got one, huh? Would you open the NIV Bible to 1 Corinthians 14:6? I want everybody, if you would, open your Bible here, and I think this might minister to you in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Corinthians. Yes, sir? Would you read it, please?
Now, brothers, if I come to you in speaking tongues, what good will I be to you unless I bring some revelation?
Do what? Bring some what?
Some revelation or knowledge.
No, revelation. He said, first, if I'm going to speak to you or I'm going to prophesy to you, I'm going to bring you some revelation. Now, there's four things in this verse that we need to dig out. And let me tell you this. If you're here today and you've come here to this camp, there's four things that you need to leave this camp with. One is?
Revelation.
What's the next word, brother?
Knowledge.
Carl Speed talked about knowledge last night. You know, just because I've got an encyclopedia, I can still be a dummy. I don't mean I'm smart. I went through LSU in 2 years. They called me back next year and wanted to know if I could paint it the next year in a year and a half. But I didn't get no knowledge, but I was in the school. Yeah. And see, that's where a lot of people are. They think because it's up here and it's not down here, and they're not going to be the prophet or the prophetist or operate in the gift that God's called to because they don't have the knowledge. See? So first of all, we're going to get some revelation. I got smart last night. I got smart the night before. And I know that I'm smart. You can ask my wife. She'll say, "You're so smart." That's a little Louisiana land yap if you don't understand that. But see that we need that knowledge. Read on, brother.
Or prophecy.
Now, we've had a lot of prophecy go forth here. Now, I've got about 35 more minutes, correct, brother? Yeah, about 35 more minutes, and I'm going to speed up. Or prophecy. Now, we're going to loose some of y'all today in prophecy. Amen. We're going to loose you some to start prophesying, to start flowing in the gift. Read on, brother.
Or a word of instruction.
A word of instruction. Anybody need any instruction? Anybody need any godly instruction? The King James says doctrinal. And doctrinal is instruction. See, so often we think doctrinal, we think that we're going to get up here and start preaching on the triune, or we're going to get up here and start preaching on the oneness, or we're going to preach the baptism, or we're going to do that. He said, no, it's going to be some instruction. Hallelujah. Thank God I can get me some instruction. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, I got a lot of instruction when I was a kid, and that instruction was on from the back of my neck to the bottom of my belt. You know, I learned a lot, but I didn't learn what I needed to know. You know, but here we can come today and God can give us some knowledge and some instruction and some revelation knowledge, and we can go back with a direction. You know, a lot of people came here because they were needing some direction. Can I have amen?
Amen.
I don't want amen unless you're really mean. I need some direction. You know, I need some direction. And the Word of God says, I'm going to get some direction. I need this direction for me. So here we're going to see that you're going to get some direction in 1 Corinthians. So we get revelation, we get knowledge, we get prophecy, and we get doctrine for instruction. We've already talked about the Logos. And now I want to tell you this on the Rhema prophecy. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, it says, faith coming by
hearing.
Hearing by the Word of God. So, if you're going to prophesy, know the Word of God. Amen. And if you're going to prophesy, you know, you're going to have to do it by faith. Hallelujah. You know, when I get to a place, y'all might call it something else, but I fish. You know, I go out and I look for every little crack and crevices. I remember one time I was down in Haiti. And when I got ready to minister, it was probably 15 years ago. God just told me to start walking over the top of the pews, and that's something I don't do. I try not to be too flashy, because if I fall, I'm too big. But I was walking over the top of the pews, and they had a man that had red socks on. God told me to call that man out with red socks. Had a prostitute out. Now, it's pretty tough. You walk in a foreign country, you start calling out prostitutes in a place that you've never been in. It's so much easier for people to come around and say, hey, you know what she needs? And this, hey, I don't listen to that stuff. You know how to not get a word from me? Come and tell me what you need.
That's right.
And you won't get it from me.
Amen.
You know, I'll sit down and drink coffee with you all day long. But now, if the Lord tells me to give you a word, I'll give it to you. So, but I was down there and I started calling out prostitutes, you know, drug pushers. Who's going to call out a drug pusher, Paul? And I mean, in the middle of a foreign country that you really had a wife back in the United States and you'd much rather have been there, you know. Look, I've been locked up before. I know what it means. I was, the fellow was talking about got locked up down in, Harry was talking about getting locked up down in Georgia. Man, I prayed about it. I told the Lord, and he told me not to go to Georgia and go to jail. You know, them guys was getting locked up, taking a stand for abortion. I'm not against that. And all them guys was happy about going to jail. Then the next thing you know, they was going down and they wasn't staying there for 3 days and having a party. They started putting them in there for 2 weeks and more and putting up $10,000 and $12,000 and $15,000 bonds to get out. And I said, thank God, I heard from God. I ain't going to jail. Amen. So, but I was down there calling those people out and prostitutes, and they was coming up and they was getting set free. You know, see, God can use His written, He can use His prophetic word. You know, and He wants to use that prophetic word. So we see that the Logos is the Word of God. Now, I want to talk about the five flows of the prophetic. The first flow of the prophetic is the office of the prophet. Now, if you ask me what is my position in the church or what is my office in the church, first, I'm a pastor. Now, Brother Gene's been coming to our church since day one, and he sees me minister in the prophetic more on the road than he ever does at the church. I just don't prophesy at the church. I mean, if I will, you know, but I don't do it at the church. Very seldom I do it at the church. And so the first of all, there is the office of the prophet, you know. And the second flow of the prophetic we see is the prophetic preaching. See, prophetic preaching. You get up and you start preaching, you preach that prophetic. See, that's why a lot of people says, we have prophets. You know, we got prophets in our church. Every time I stand up and preach, I'm prophesying. Well, that's true. But you're foretelling what God is going to do. See, that's what prophecy is foretelling. So they're foretelling. But so they discount the personal personal direction that they get there at those times. And then the third way in the prophetic flow is the prophet and the presbytery. Now, I'll talk a little bit about that because I told you that we have a prophetic team back in Louisiana that we travel around. Most of the states there are local because most of the all the guys except one's in our team is a pastors, but one, and this one has been a pastor, and he's with his brother now. I guess you'd call him a co-pastor. But we don't go out that often. We try to go out at least once a month, and we go to the local churches. But when we do go into an area, what we'll do, we'll take a Sunday off, and we'll go into an area, and we'll set up four or five meetings. And in those four or five meetings, we'll catch three or four churches. We might come to one church that Sunday morning, one on Sunday, a Saturday night, another Sunday afternoon, and another one Sunday night. And usually what we do, the Mondays and Tuesdays, we'll have a pastor's meeting in that town with all the pastors to get together. Now, what we do also, so we don't charge. Yeah. You know, all we ask for, and we don't have to have that. We just ask that they'll just put us up somewhere and feed us while we're there. And so we'll go into, you know, 100, 200 miles away from Baton Rouge. And so that's the way our prophetic team does. Last year, and then we go, a lot of time we'll go to different conventions. We'll go and be in call-out rooms. I've worked in many of call-out rooms, and Dr. Hammond's down in Port Washington, Florida, is where he's headquartered in. And I was up in Cincinnati last year in a call-out room, and so we call those prophets out, we put them in a room, and they minister to the body of Christ. So this is the presbytery, and the presbytery is talking about that. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the presbytery in just a few minutes. Talking about the presbytery, you got it in 1 Timothy 4:14 and Hebrews 6, verses 1 and 2, and then Acts in chapter 13, verses 1 and 3. And the fourth thing of the flow of the prophetic is the ordination, and I like to say setting foundations. But where you come in and you ordain ministers to the preachers, and so you ordain them, and then not only do you ordain them, then I like to say you set them a foundation. You know, we need to know where to put our foundation, don't we? We need to know where we are. So this is the fourth thing, and then the fifth thing in the flow of the prophetic is the progress. Right. Thank God for progress. Thank God for progress. I have gone and worked and done this and done that, trying to take a certain situation, trying to do a certain thing to a certain situation, and 2 years later, I'm no better off than was. I walk up to a prophet, and a prophet starts prophesying to me, and there it is. Now, did I miss it? Could have. But not necessarily so, because the Bible says that God is going to tell his prophets first. So I said all that to say this, is if you're going to receive a prophecy, and I like what Colonel Speed said last night, that the prophecy that Kenneth Copeland gave you, you took it home and gave it to your wife. And what did your wife do?
Copied it and put it on the mirror.
Copied it and put it on the mirror. See, the Bible says write down your vision. You know, oh, you know what? Things that are spoken sometimes sound a lot different when they're read, right? You know, so you can look at that thing. It's hard to, if I was to ask this brother, I said, go back where I was talking about on the tape, and go back and let's hear what I said about the prophet in his flow. I mean, it's hard to take that tape and back and find it. So, but if you've got it copied down, you got it before you, take your prophecy and put before you and have them type it out and look out there, because that is the Word of God. It's the Rhema Word of God. It's the Logos Word of God. And God's Word is direction. We found that out earlier. So you need to copy it. Write it down. Put it in a notebook and receive it, because the things that I've done, when I get a prophecy, and I like to get mine on tape, where I can write it down and I can go back and I can look at it and I say, yeah, I'm right on track. Or, hey, you know, it's, if you're 1 degree off and you've only gone 10 feet, that's not too bad. But if you're 1 degree off and you have gone a mile, you're in bad shape. You know, and it don't take but just a little degree sometime to miss God. You know, as a Christian and as a minister, I find that sometimes God's kind of short on direction. Sometimes it's kind of hard to hear from God. And if somebody gives me a word of God, I want to get that thing down. I want to know. I question God about this all the time, and I'll be glad when I get to heaven, because I'm going to get me an answer. I said, God, how can I be so prophetic, profound with other people, and yet I can't hear for you for myself? You know, y'all with me? Did I come to the right place? So, hallelujah. Let's move along. Glory. Hallelujah. Personal prophecy, we need to have some respect for it. Personal prophecy is not a substitute for God's direction. Brother, can I get amen on that, Brother Tommy?
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's not a substitute. And that's why we find so much false prophecies, because people are using prophecies for a substitute when God has found them to do something else. You know, I don't go out and hunt for places to prophesy. I got too much to do. You know, if God tells me to go, I go. You know, if he doesn't, I don't. You know, I don't go hanging a shingle around my neck and say I'm a prophet. You know, I don't run here to there, everywhere, pulling on a prophet's coattail. You know, if you keep your life right and you're sending yourself to God and centering yourself around God, You know, he's going to minister to you. Amen?
Amen.
He's going to tell you. He's going to speak to you. And the Bible says out of the mouths of two, it'll be confirmed. Amen? Y'all with me?
Amen.
Let's talk a little bit about false prophets.
Yeah.
False prophets. You know, we talked about writing it out. When you start writing out your prophecy, a lot, that'll keep you out of a lot of false prophecies one time, sometimes, if you write it out. Now, another thing about false prophets and false prophecies is don't be intimidated by the prophet. A lot of people are intimidated by them. Hey, they put their pants on just like you, one leg at a time. You ever try two legs at a time? Right, that brother laughing made me think before I got saved. Used to come home at night and lay down in the bed and put one leg on the floor and the other one on the wall, try to keep that thing from spinning. Y'all ever done that? Let's talk about the Word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Who Jesus sets free is free indeed. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I hope a lot of you don't even know what I'm talking about. It's still working in me, though. I found myself last night and put one hand on the wall to push myself out of bed. Oh, Lord. Had a missionary disease last night. You know, you've never been in a foreign country and drank their water. You don't know what the trots is. But I'm healed now. Thank God. Hallelujah. Listen. God will do what He said He'll do.
That's right.
A lot of people gets a good word from God. Hello. A lot of people gets a good word from God, and they try to do it, and it's not their job to do it. It's God's job to do it.
Amen.
Prophecies are conditional. Everybody say prophecies are conditional.
Prophecies are conditional.
God says, I'll do this if you do that.
Amen.
And most people that's getting prophecies in there and they're labeling people as a false prophet, they're wanting to do what God said they'll do, and they're wanting God to do what they're supposed to do.
That's right.
And trying to make these things work. You don't have to make them work.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, talking about prophecy. You know, I've known some people in the banking business, and today that the banking business is really disturbed because of all the counterfeit money that's going around. And U.S. Treasury today is changing the money, and they're putting codes on the money, and they're putting silk strings down through the money, and all they're changing it back around. And I'm not getting off on money, but I'm saying this. So they hire tellers to come in, and the tellers, they bring them in down in Louisiana, and they put them in a six-week school. And in that six-week school, they give them thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to count. Good, brand new money, old money, good money. They count it all day long. They get to feeling it all day long. And they get to keep feeling that money and feeling that money. And then all of a sudden, a supervisor will slip a counterfeit in. You know what? They'll find that counterfeit dollar. You know why? Because they've been handling the good stuff. People, if you'll handle the good stuff, you won't have to worry about the bad stuff. Amen. If you'll handle the good stuff, your spirit will say, that ain't right. That ain't right. Pull it out. Pull it out. And so that's the way we need to feed ourselves. Amen. We need to feed ourselves with good stuff. Now, we need to know good stuff and get some good stuff down on the inside of us. And if we know some good stuff is going to come out. Yeah. How many of y'all got computers? I never thought I'd have a computer. Now I've got five and I still ain't learned to spell it yet. But I found out one thing. You know, I can only get out what I put in. I can't get nothing else out. You know, every piece of software I load into my computer, if I've got the knowledge to go in there and pull it back out, I can pull it back out. So, first of all, I don't put nothing bad in my computer, or I don't want no virus in my system.
That's right.
I don't want no virus in this system. I don't want no virus in this system.
And I don't want no virus in this system. And I don't want no virus in that system. So when I crank up my computer every morning, when my computer is going through its boot up, it goes through a virus checker. And so I know that I can operate my computer, and I can use, and I don't have email. I don't have time for email, because nowadays they don't ask you the phone number. They say, "What's your email, man?" I feel like, because I don't have email, I feel like I'm in the 1800s. But they said, I don't have email. But every time I boot up my computer, I don't have to worry about it because I know it has been cleared. Every time I boot up my computer, now, the first thing I do, I turn on my virus checker and I check myself. Are y'all with me? I take this virus checker, the Bible, and I start putting that virus checker into me. And you know what? If I've heard something that I don't believe, my virus checker is going to shut down. You know, my virus checker is not going to come back. I'm going to get an icon in my spirit and say something ain't right. Something ain't right. Now, talking about, a lot of times we'll say it ain't right, so we just discard it. That ain't God. Just because I'm not a structural engineer or mechanical engineer like Brother Gene is, that don't mean that's bad. You know, just because I don't have any, and he's got engineering books on his in his office, that don't mean it's bad. Because I don't have them in my office, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, everything that we hear is not bad. But thank God that Holy Ghost can go in there and can decipher and take out and minister. I've got to hurry because I want to get through this real quick. But anyway, so we got a virus checker, the gift of prophecy. Now, the fourth way is the gift of prophecy. Now, that's the way the fourth channel that it flows in is the gift of prophecy. And the fifth way is the prophetic song. You know, the spirit of prophecy. And the prophetic song. Now, we've had the spirit of prophecy flowing in here. Brother Gene and Sister Irma have been, they're open to the body ministry, and the body ministry has been flowing in here. Yeah, I've never sung prophetically, and it's prophetic when I do. And I'm not going to start. But I think that there is a prophetic gift that needs to be released in here. I think there's a prophetic gift, but it never has been activated. Let me tell you something about another thing about activation. Is I'm a bookworm. I love books. I buy books and books and books. Last thing my wife told me, don't go up there and buy a bunch of books. And I have not found out what a bunch is because I'm not taking it back, but about nine. but anyway, talking about, I'm losing my train of thought now about the books. The prophetic. Now, I see in the prophetic, I see about 25 books today. I see books in here. Get it out of there. See? I see some books right there. You got a book. You know, you're way behind time. Yep. 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 See, your prophetic is in the music. See, you put it in your head, but you never put it on paper. Okay. You don't have to repent to me, just repent to God. There's some more books.
Amen. A lot of books.
Yeah. But see, the thing about it is, you're having problems with compiling. So you're compiling, and you're not adding. You're waiting till you get it all compiled, and you'll never do that. You see a man go out and build a house, he don't compile everything that he's got around the house. As he needs those articles, he orders those articles, and you won't start because you got to get it all compiled. And when you get it all compiled, then what you need and what God told you to use first is down on the bottom. Then you got to unstack everything and get to it. And then when you get to it, then you got to go back and rearrange everything else. So what you need to do is move. How? By faith. When? Now. Doc, you can get off your laurels too and quit laughing. You know it. You know it. You say, where'll I get the time? My God, you got more time than anybody else around here. All I've seen you do since you've been here is sit. But the Lord would say unto you, my son, it's time for renewal. It's time for renewal. Refreshing, saith the Lord. Refreshing your passport. Refreshing your paper, saith God. Because now it's time to go out. He says, I'm taking you out of the glide slope that you put yourself in. And I'm fixing to add power. And you better have some right rudder, saith God. He says, because if you don't, you'll go off that 1 degree so fast, so far, that you won't get back on. So now prepare, saith God. So now prepare to step back in on the rudder. And now step back in on that pressure. And equalize. And equalize, saith God. He says, because now I don't have you at ground level anymore. Now I have brought you through the storm. I have brought you through the clouds, saith God. Now you're going above. Now you're going above, saith God. Don't look for retirement. God says, I'm going to refire, saith God. He says, I'm bringing you to another place. He says, you've been in supersonic. He said, but I'm going to bring you back until you learn. I'm going to bring you back to a C-130. And he says, then you'll know where you are. Then you're going to move back in. He said, but you've been dragging your feet. He said, dragging your feet. He says, listen, the mechanic can take the air brakes off. The mechanic can take the air brakes off. He said, I'm going to put you in one that don't have no air brakes, saith God. He said, I'm going to put you in one that's going to fly. He says, you've been more worried about the cobra position in flight than going where you need to go. The Russians got the cobra. He says, but I got the power. He said, you're it. Go, 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 saith God. Go, saith God. Oh, don't worry about the check. Don't worry about the check, right? God says, I have call mechanics. You don't have to go around and check your plane out, saith God. You don't have to go around and check the brake system out, saith God. You don't go around and check the tire, saith God. You don't have to check your elevators. You don't have to check your ailerons. You don't have to check anything. Check with me, saith God, and you're gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand up, sister. Stand up. Sister, we stand up. Go ahead. Speak it out. Tell her to speak it out. She can't hear me. Go ahead. No, I was getting... hold it.
I'm going to anoint you with the oil of the kingdom of God. Which kingdom you are. Which kingdom you shall represent, saith the Lord. And you shall flourish in this kingdom. And you shall manifest my power and my authority. Wherever you go, you have been faithful to your government. You were faithful to the word of the Lord. But now that living reality of God Almighty sprang forth in you.
Yeah.
And living waters flow out of you.
Yeah.
And it shall, life shall spring up wherever this water goes.
Yeah.
My life, saith the Lord, the life of the kingdom of God. For this kingdom must be preached to all nations.
Yeah.
It must be manifested, saith God, through my people. Then shall the end come.
Yeah.
The battle will be over, saith the Lord. You will no longer wear a garment of war, but you will have the peace of God to give unto my nation, saith the Lord. For you will be one of the leaves of the tree of life that shall gain healing to the nations.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to tear out your
kidney
and backward and give you a boldness to stand and minister that God has given you to minister, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory.
It's hard to keep up with these young folks sometimes, isn't it? Hallelujah. You got it.
Hey, my people, I've brought you here, my son, my generation that I've raised up to come against all the powers of darkness, and you shall raise up against you here. Some of you don't even know why you're here.
Yeah.
Hearing things you've never heard before. You are receiving instruction. The prophet has spoken unto you. Hear what the prophet is saying. Okay. Hear what the instruction is being given unto you. For it will profit you. It will bring you into a place in me, saith the Lord, that the enemy cannot touch you. The enemy cannot touch you. Although every weapon that shall be born against you shall not prosper, saith the Lord. Because I am the Lord your God.
Amen.
Your righteousness is of me, saith God. And I say unto you, hear what the Spirit is saying for this day, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord showed me, brother, because at this time you're more worried about a ground loop.
I haven't even gotten airborne.
Go. Hallelujah. You know what I see the devil showing you, brother? I see the devil showing you as you're coming in with a low wing plane, and you're about to land. Everything's perfect, and then all of a sudden, at about 20 feet before approach, I see on that low wing, I see a wind shear come sideways and flips you up. Satan's a liar, but then I see you come back. You're not gonna ground loop. Go. Saith God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, you was asking for direction. You got direction. It's on that tape that I gave you last night. God said, you want to know when? God told you, in a year, it's going to all be different, saith God. All be different, saith God. I got 3 minutes. I want everybody up here that feels that you have the gift of prophecy. Just now, I'm not talking about these old ones like Tommy. I'm not talking about Tommy. I'm talking about what we call babes. Now, I'm gonna call them senior prophets. I want Tommy. I want Carl Speed, and I want Brother Glenn and Sister Irma come up here. Brother, come up here with us. Hallelujah. And I don't know anybody else, but I tell you what I want to do is, cause he gave me, and I'm just about out of time, but what I want to do, I just want to go by and I want to activate each one of you in your gifts. Amen. And I'm going to take a tape on this, but I just want them to walk by and just activate. Not stand there and prophesy to you half the day. But if they got a good word, just give it to you. Amen? Is that all right with y'all? Hallelujah. Thank God. New roads, new paths, new directions, saith God. And I walk in them. New knowledge, new understanding. Let it step in and use it. And walk softly, saith God. Walk softly. It's not something old. It's something new that I'm reactivating, saith God. Now let it flow. It's been there a long time. You've had it. Use it, saith God.
Hallelujah.
It's there. Go with it. God's giving it to you. In a new place, in a new understanding, you'll flow, saith God. Not a gift, but a prophet, saith God. Not a gift, but my prophet, saith God. A test that you went to, you didn't pass in your own self, but you passed in myself, saith God. You passed. You're the prophet.
Hallelujah.
Encourager.
Hallelujah.
Encourager, saith God. Flow in it. New gifts that you floated before, new understanding, God's going to use you. God's going to stir you. Exhorter, saith God.
Exhorter, 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 says God.
Da-ta-ta-ta-ta. Oh, I see a lot of areas God's going to use you in. A lot of areas, a lot of ministration. I see a ministration's ability, a prophetic ministrations that God will use you in a mighty, mighty way. God's starting to speak to you in some areas, and it's more than just music. Flow in those gifts. Da-ta-ta-ta. Stay loose. Stay loose, because I'm going to use you. Stay loose. Father, we activate it through love and flow through love in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that you minister to my brother right now. Father, what's behind him, we remove. What's in front of him, open. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, spirit of compassion, spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of revelation, come into him, into his head, into his heart, to melt and minister to him in a special way. I see yes, John the Revelator. I'm not talking about writing books like John wrote, but I see you off in the woods, off in the mountainsides, and off in the brooks, receiving from God and a burning from God, a speaking into your spirit. And you've had a lot of rejection. Okay. But that was my purpose, said God. Not that you be rejected, but for your charisma makeup, because you know how to get off. You know how to be by yourself. Now, quit putting self down. Now, put me up when you get off by yourself. He said, I'm going to speak to you, and I'm going to give you some wisdom. I'm going to give you some knowledge. I'm going to give you some revelation. I'm going to give you some instruction for my church. Saith God. I'm going to make an encourager out of you. I'm working on you right now. But your first encouragement is going to be discouraged. So when you get back and you get discouraged, lift up your hands, because the Lord says, you're an encourager, saith God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm off tape. Is that what you say? No. Brother Glenn, Sister Irma, I got a word for y'all. Okay, I got a word for y'all. And I see the winter coming in on the camp. And it's kind of like saying, praise God. Winter's come. Summer's over here, and there's a change. And he says, I'm taking you through a new season, saith God. And he says, this year, he said, I'm going to put a snow camp up on the camp. And he says, and that snow camp is going to take everything down into recession. And he says, but then what that recession is going to do is going to bring new life in the spring. So think it not strange when the cap comes down. So think it not weird when things don't happen as planned. Think it not odd when those come that don't. But think of the spring when I bring that life. Now, what you're going to see? You're going to see a lot of old go out and a lot of new come in.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.